ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very significant and important question. And that question is this: what is the meaning of the word Allah? As you can see, this question is very important, it's very significant, and it's very central to the value the importance of the acts of worship that we perform. If we don't know the meaning of the word Allah, what it means, then when we pray, when we ask Allah, and we call on Him using this word, how can that act of worship, how can that prayer, how can that dua have any significance? Right? We, as you know, the value of any act of worship, regardless of whether that act of worship is obligatory or recommended, it's an act of worship of God towards God. Like, for example, it's the prayer, ritual prayer, or even it could be the salutation that we are sending to one of the immaculate and infallible beings, such as A'imma alayhimus salam or the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until we don't have a knowledge of, you know, the being that we're addressing, and at a certain level, even the meaning of the names of these beings that we're addressing, right? That act of worship, obviously, the value of it will be all the more less. And conversely, if we have a knowledge of the being we're addressing, right? We know who we're addressing, the meaning of the words that we're expressing, right? Obviously, that act of worship, you know, it has significance. Now, we don't want to. We don't want to somehow imply that if there's a person and he really calls on Allah from the depths of his heart, even if he doesn't know the meanings of the words of the prayers that he's using to address Allah, right? It's that prayer doesn't have the ability, to ascend towards God, and it won't be answered. No, we're not trying to say that in any way. Obviously, a prayer that emits from the heart, right? It comes out from the heart. Really comes out from the heart, from the depths of the fitrat and the nature, right? There's no doubt in the fact that that will be accepted. But obviously, knowing the meanings of these words, knowing the significance of the being we are addressing, and who we are addressing, obviously this helps in activating that prayer, that it comes out from the heart. And that's why this is significant. Fortunately, this question has been answered by our A'imma alayhimus salam themselves, right? So we have various hadiths which have addressed this question and answered this question. Today, let's look at a hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been reported to have said, Allah means the one who is worshipped and whom people are too bewildered to comprehend his essence and fathom his identity. This is kind of paradoxical. On one hand, right, we're trying to address the question of what Allah means. On the other hand, in response to this question, we're saying Allah means the being who is not comprehended, right? It's almost paradoxical, right? But, it's been narrated that Ibn Sina, the famous scholar, was once reported to have said towards the end of his life, he said that after all of my studies and investigations and everything that I conducted and researched with respect to God, in the end, finally, I reached the conclusion that I don't know anything about God. But this kind of knowledge and this kind of admittance to ignorance, which comes after investigation, right, is far more significant than the ignorance that we have before that, right? So it is a type of knowledge, and in fact, the highest form of knowledge that we can have of God. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of Allah, and till next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.